Good morning, my friends. Welcome to Thursday, April 25th. A little sun trying to peek through here. 57 degrees, what we got going. Talk Around Thursday continuing here. As promised, talking with Sandy Teeley. We are talking Wapton Literary Club this morning. Sandy, good morning. Thanks for showing up here and being in studio with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
Appreciate it. And I was trying to think the last time we talked. It's been a while.
It's been quite a while.
And I know you've come in on behalf of the food pantry, too. But now today we're talking the Literary Club. Explain a little bit about the club and exactly what you do.
Okay, yes. The Literary Club is actually part of a worldwide organization for women, and that is called the Women's Federated Club.
Okay.
That club is the largest volunteer organization. So we concentrate a lot on volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
Our Wapton chapter has been here many, many, many years. It's obviously a focus on volunteering and supporting our community. And we have lots of projects we do in the community. One of them is the Senior Girls Tea, which we have every year. And that's an event for the senior, it's been an event, I should say, for the senior girls for many years. Many of us can even remember going to the senior tea many years ago.
I'm thinking of my high school annual. Has pictures of the girls there at the scene. So, yeah, it has been going on for quite a while.
Yes, it has. And we also sponsor two students from the high school to attend the International Music Camp. And we provide transportation costs for students to attend HOBIE, which is the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Program. And we sponsor a blood drive. We contribute a decorated Christmas tree to the Festival of Lights in November and December. And that's at Town Center Square. And those trees are donated to those who are lacking a tree. And if you've noticed, the statues on the library front steps, those and the dragons on the west door are donated and provided by the Literary Club. And the library has been a big focus of ours also.
Holy smoke, you are a busy group of people doing a lot of good in the community, obviously.
Thank you. Also, I'd like to talk a little bit about, we sponsor several other organizations like Kinship, Three Rivers Crisis Center, the Food Pantry, Red Door Art Gallery, just to name a few. And one of our big projects that I'd like to talk about is our Welcome Home Baskets. And that is for people who are homeless and transitioning into some type of home, like an apartment or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baskets we provide have all kinds of things in there to help them settle in. They include like bedding, towels, kitchen linens, pots, pans, dishes, kitchen utensils, laundry and cleaning products, paper products, broom, personal care items, and much more. But the Southeast North Dakota Community Action Agency, which CENCA for short, is the agency we work with.
Okay.
And they take care, or they're providing, helping transitioning people from the streets to a home. And so they distribute the baskets for us. So we don't know who they go to, but they do go to residents in the southeast corner of the state. So it's local. And they're greatly appreciated. So
you just quietly and humbly, this group, just get a lot of things done here in the community. I'm loving this. It makes me smile just hearing about all this good stuff. Sandy, how many members, can you ballpark it for us, are involved?
We range between 15 and 20.
Okay.
So
you have got a great event coming up, too, that we need to talk about.
We do. We have our annual rummage and bake sale, and that's coming up this Saturday. We have just one fundraiser to help us do these projects. So we're excited about it. And we just want to let everybody know that it's coming up. We have a lot of wonderful items for this rummage sale. The is at the community center, okay. And the community center is packed with all kinds of good things. So we would love to invite everybody to come and check it out. We have clothes for men, women, children, accessories and shoes. We have seasonal and non-seasonal decor. Mm-hmm. And we also have household items, kitchenware, small appliances, furniture, craft items, toys. We have lots of books. And this year we also have a lot of great cookbooks. We have pictures for your walls and just all kinds of things. Lots and lots of surprises. There's sure to be something that you can't live without. So we invite you to remember. Oh, we also want to announce that there is a bake sale, too.
Okay.
And our members are great cooks, I should say bakers. And so they've got lots of good treats and goodies that will just really tempt you.
You can't have a good rummage sale without a bake sale.
Right.
You know, they just kind of go hand in hand. What else is going to be happening here?
Well, we just want to just announce that. And remember that it's the Literary Club's annual rummage and bake sale. We've mm-hmm. been having this. I was trying to look up to see how long or how many years we've been doing it, but it's been 10 to 15 years that okay. we've been doing it. And this Saturday, April 27th, it's from 8 to 4, Wahpeton Community Center.
Fantastic. Are you looking for volunteers? Do you need help with this, or you kind of got everything covered?
I think we've got, yep. We recruited some husbands. And
making a family affair.
Yep.
Well, Sandy, listen, on for you and the rest of the club, thank you for all the fantastic work that you do, and I think you're going to have a good day on Saturday.
Thank you.
We'll get people in there. You bet. And that's going out the community center from 8 to 4, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Thanks for stopping in, Sandy. I tell you what. Open door for you anytime you want to come in, and we can talk, okay?
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank
right.
you.
You bet. It's 914, your voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around with, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Some roof foaming with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want. So shy, like you ain't sure, like you can't decide. But I heard you tell your friends that you know somebody that makes you laugh, that can get you home, that might make you fall before the night is gone. So come on, you know I'm that somebody. Hey, somebody with a cast up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to.